Hello, this is BJ.
Hi, this is Percy from Opinion Research, and I'm calling to kind of call back for the survey.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Percy. How's it going?
All right. Hi. Good. What about you?
I'm doing good. Let's go for it.
All right. Perfect. Thank you. So the first question is, are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yes.
All right. Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I think I'm Independent.
All right.
Yeah, it's like no affiliation, I guess, when I registered.
Correct.
So I think it's Independent, yeah.
Correct. Okay. All right, perfect. So this November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. So how certain are you to vote? Would you say you're very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain to vote?
Oh, I'm certain I'll vote.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
All right. So first of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does providing a quality education to its students? Would you say it's excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I'd say it's not so good.
All right. Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or a little low, given the quality and level of services provided?
Much too high.
So the school district you live in, which is Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve two ballots. First, Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve a property tax mill levy increase to pay for the following: raising teachers' pay to keep CCSD competitive and recruiting and retaining teachers, hiring more mental health professionals to meet increasing demand for services, hiring more teachers to enhance student-focused learning, and increasing school security staff to help keep students safe. So, to pay for all of these, would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school's mill levy increase at a cost of 56 cents per month in higher property taxes, or about $6.70 per year for every $100,000 of home value?
Yeah, I'd vote for it. Yes.
The second ballot issue would be a school bond to provide new funds to increase school security, construct new school buildings, make repairs and renovation on existing schools, as well as replace old aging buildings, and expand technical skills training to prepare students to fill today's high-paying in-demand jobs. So would you vote yes or no on a $950 million bond to meet all of these needs if it increased property taxes by $2.44 per month, equal to around $29 a year per $100,000 of assessed home value?
Yeah, I'd vote for it, yes.
All right. So knowing that a smaller bond means fewer school buildings projects than a larger bond, would you vote yes or no for a Cherry Creek School District bond at a cost of $2.29 per month, equal to about $27.50 per year, and increased taxes for every $100,000 in home value?
I'd vote yes.
All right. So lastly on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teachers' pay, at a combined cost of $3 a month equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value, would you vote yes or no for the CCSD property tax increase?
I'd vote yes.
But yes, all right. So following up, opponents of tax increasing ballot issues might say the following: property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money, wasteful high administration overhead costs, and low-performing schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the opponent's statement?
Actually, strongly agree with it.
So lastly, I'm going to have just a your statements that the supporters of passing a Cherry Creek School District ballot measure might give as a reason for voting yes, and if you can rate each one as either being a very persuasive reason, a somewhat persuasive reason, or not at all a persuasive reason for you to vote yes to raise property taxes to fund projects and improvements at a CCSD schools. So the first one is, passing the bond provides for funding for CCSD to design, develop, and launch a first-of-its-kind aspiring educator program. This program is a strategic investment in the future of Cherry Creek, as will support the recruitment, professional development, and retention of the very best teacher educators. By doing so, it will ensure that Cherry Creek maintains its excellence in education for years to come, providing a secure and stable educational environment for students.
And so is it, I'm sorry, am I supposed to say yes or no to this, to voting for that, or persuasive?
This one's about persuasive. So it's kind of based on the statement. If you think this is a very persuasive reason to want to vote yes on this kind of proposal to increase taxes, and if you think it's a somewhat persuasive reason, or if you don't think it's a persuasive reason.
Gotcha. I don't think that's much of a persuasive reason.
All right. Despite recent increase in property taxes, state funding has simultaneously been reduced for K-12 education. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve this year's ballot issue if they want to improve their school buildings or raise teachers' pay.
I think that's a good reason. Yes.
So
that's somewhat,
somewhat persuasive then?
Yes, somewhat persuasive.
All right. Passing mill levy ballot issue means being able to increase teacher and staff pay so that Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead of competing neighboring school districts and keeping our quality teachers. This also reduces the cost of having to hire and train new teachers while adequately staffing our schools to meet students' needs.
Somewhat persuasive.
All right. Expanding Cherry Creek Innovations Campus and skills training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to high-paying and demand jobs, such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, and others that demand technology skills. This has not only provided skilled workers needed today in Denver Metro, but turned students into productive tax-paying citizens.
I'm more persuasive.
All right. Continual security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure.
I don't think that's very persuasive, so no, not persuasive.
All right. So school buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated, just like any home or property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future.
I don't think that's as persuasive, so not persuasive.
All right. So CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education and a status as one of the best school districts in the state. Voters should continue to support the district's bond measures and building projects as a way to stay ahead of neighboring districts, such as Douglas County, or in Denver, who are asking their voters this November to approve a total of nearly $3 billion in school improvements.
Not persuasive, no.
All right. And lastly, adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will help thousands more students cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive learners.
Not persuasive.
All right. So kind of hearing after hearing all of this information that I just said, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demands for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increased teachers' pay, at a combined cost of $3 a month equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value, would you vote yes or no for the CCSD property tax increase?
I'd vote yes.
Vote yes. All right. So am I correct in assuming your gender is male?
Correct.
All right. Would you mind sharing your age? Would you feel more comfortable with me giving you kind of ranges and tell me which one you fit in?
No, it's fine. I'm 38.
38. All right. Do you have any children 18 or under?
Under.
Under. All right. So, do you have any children attending Cherry Creek School District schools?
Not currently, no.
All right. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race?
Yes, black.
Black, all right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So, thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a good rest of your
day. All right, no problem. You too. Take care.
All right, you too. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.